breathing even a bit more. Breathe so softly that you barely feel the air entering and leaving your nose. Continue doing this until your 5-minute timer goes off. During and after, you should sense warmer hands and feet, a less congested nose, increased saliva in your mouth, and an overall feeling of calm. The next time you need a break at work or home, practice this simple breathing exercise to reset your circulation and create a calming mindset. A typical soak and scrub day. What follows is a sample schedule of a soak and scrub day. Use it to create your own schedule of healthy choices. I found that what gets scheduled gets done. Be sure to use the results from your laundry list 1 to determine how you should best eat to support your genes. Use the gene meal guide in the next chapter. Waking up. Wake up naturally with the sun, or set your sleep cycle alarm to wake you when it's optimal for your body. The sleep cycle alarm tries to wake you up when you're in light sleep, but no later than your set alarm time. Morning routine. Listen to your body as you start your day. Drink 4 ounces of water with 1 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar or freshly squeezed lemon juice. Do the sun salutation. Eat breakfast, but only if you're hungry. Breakfast. If you're not hungry for your usual breakfast, skip it. Eat later. Don't eat because you have to. Eat when you start to notice that you're getting hungry. I typically wake up at 7 a.m. and eat breakfast anywhere from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Some days I don't eat breakfast at all. I tune in to how I'm feeling. Clear-headed, focused, not hungry? Don't eat. Starting to get brain fog, tired, a bit hungry? Eat. Don't wait to eat until you're starving or get the chills. Those symptoms mean that your blood sugar tanked, and you're likely to binge on carbs to get your sugar back up, which will create a yo-yo effect of sugar spikes and crashes that will likely last the rest of the day. Try to keep things on an even keel. The key is awareness, learning to listen to your own body. It may take a while for you to build that kind of awareness, but you'll be surprised how quickly it comes once you start routinely asking yourself, "How am I feeling now?" Work. Take a bottle of filtered water with you, augmented with electrolytes. You can use sea salt to start. Before starting work, go for a 10-minute walk to get some air in motion. Focus on being productive. Eliminate distractions to earn yourself free time later. Identify the top 3 things you need to accomplish each day. Then, accomplish them. If you put more than 3 things on your list, you may have trouble getting them all done, which can be frustrating and reinforces the idea that you can't control your day. Stick to 3. Say no to anything that distracts you from your main goals and agenda. Just say no. You'll be amazed at your productivity. Stand up every hour and move around for a few minutes. Maybe do some push-ups or go up and down a flight or 2 of stairs. Even better, go outside and get some fresh air. Lunch. This is likely your largest meal of the day. Don't use electronics. No driving. Eat lunch sitting down, conversing with others. Chew your food well. Take your time. Enjoy your meal. Post-work. Plan a non-electronic activity for yourself when you've finished work obligations for the day. Exercise, read, hike, or make progress on a hobby. Do grocery shopping, laundry, or house cleaning. Dinner. Eat based on your activity for the day and how you're feeling. Consult the Gene Meal Guide in Chapter 13 and eat accordingly. Don't eat within 3 hours of bedtime unless you have a fast MAOA, based on Laundry List 1. In which case, have some hummus and carrots or a few bites of leftovers from dinner within an hour of bedtime. Evening routine. How you conclude your evening impacts how you'll sleep at night. Filter the blue light out of your screens. Put all your electronics on the night shift mode built into your phone, or install the F.Lux app on all your devices. Write down what you're thankful for that day. Meditate for 5 minutes. Bedtime. Time going to bed so that you get between 7 and 8 hours of sleep. Go to sleep when you're tired. Don't fight it. But remember, your goal is to be asleep by 10:30 p.m. Drink a glass of filtered water. Put your phone on airplane mode. Set your sleep cycle app. Turn off the Wi-Fi. The preceding suggestions were targeted toward regular weekdays. Be conscious about how you schedule other days as well. Here are some suggestions. Weekend. Keep your sleep and wake times consistent with your weekday schedule. Honor your weekend. Don't work unless it's absolutely essential to meet a deadline. Write in your journal. What are you most thankful for in the past week? Organize for the coming week. Shop. Do laundry. Clean the house and yard. Have the entire family pitch in. Assign chores and delegate routine tasks off your plate. Plan an activity for each day with friends, family, yourself. It can be resting, a staycation, whatever is fulfilling for you. Vacation. Plan ahead. Talk out your needs and wants. Where would you like to go? When will the kids be out of school? Block school breaks out on your calendar, if possible. I'm self-employed, so I have some flexibility. Once I started blocking school breaks out on my calendar, our family life improved significantly. Now I always plan around my kids. Spontaneous day. Play hooky every so often. Surprise your partner and kids. Go skiing for the day, have a family picnic, or do a city excursion. Something totally fun that says, screw it, I'm playing today. Notice that the key to this schedule is balance. You need time to work and time to rest, play, and relax. You eat and sleep based on your body's natural rhythms, but you also help your body by setting up a routine. If you have a job that keeps you seated for long hours at a time, you honor your body's need for movement every 60 minutes or so. When you eat, you make it a time of relaxation and pleasure, so your body switches out of stress mode and into relaxation mode. Remember, stress is a real, measurable physical factor in your health. This schedule helps you achieve true stress relief, and your genes will thank you for it. Soak and scrub, week 2. Continue your routine from week 1 with these changes. Additions. Food. Take steps to digest your food better. Still have some gas and bloating with meals? Perhaps you need more digestive support. Upon waking in the morning, mix 4 ounces of filtered water with 1 teaspoon of unfiltered apple cider vinegar. Sip until you feel a slight warmth in your stomach. Then stop. Do not do this if you have or suspect a stomach ulcer. Focus on eating in peace, conversing with friends or family, or making the most of your alone time. No electronics at the table, please. Enjoy mealtimes for what they are. Chances to nourish you, your cells, and your genes. There are no shortcuts to good digestion. We sometimes fall for fast food, for working while eating, just shoveling that burger down. Don't go that route. Food isn't something to shush your stomach with so that you can get back to work. Enjoy the opportunity to nourish you. This is also a great time to interact with your colleagues or partner and your children. Kids are kids only once. Ever. Mealtimes are a great way to build a healthy family with food and conversation. Supplements. Add in liposomal glutathione. This nutrient, which many people are low in, helps countless important pathways. Don't take it unless you're already taking a multivitamin, however. The multivitamin provides the nutrients you need to help you use the glutathione. Start with just 3 drops before breakfast or before lunch for 3 days. If you feel no change or only a slight improvement, increase to 1/2 teaspoon a day for 3 days. If still no change or only a slight improvement, increase to 1 teaspoon a day for 3 days. If you feel an improvement, continue for 3 weeks and then stop. If you feel outstanding, stop taking glutathione until you feel that you need it again. If you feel worse, stop taking it until you've added molybdenum and digestive enzymes for 2 weeks. See below. Then try again. Take molybdenum if your breath, armpits, and or gas smells of sulfur, or if you're sensitive to sulfites. Start with 75 micrograms of molybdenum using the pulse method. This should resolve the problem within a few days. If not, continue the molybdenum, increase the amount of molybdenum taken, reduce sulfur-containing foods for a week, and then try the liposomal glutathione again. Add in digestive enzymes, if needed. If you're still experiencing gas, bloating, or belching during or after meals, you need additional digestive support. Consider taking betaine hydrochloride, HCl, along with pancreatic enzymes. If you're intolerant to fats or oils, add in lipase, or about 250 milligrams of ox bile. Take betaine HCl, digestive enzymes, and ox bile with meals. If you're going to eat a light meal, though, you might not need them. You'll learn from experience when you need additional support and when you don't. Have an ulcer? Do not take betaine HCl or digestive enzymes until your stomach ulcer is healed. Use zinc carnosine, aloe vera gel, and L-glutamine to help heal the stomach ulcer. Detoxification. Avoid household cleaners. The basics work well. Hot water, unscented soap, vinegar, salt, baking soda. Remember, if something smells, it's making your genes dirty. Get a water filter. Using a multi-stage water filter is a great and inexpensive way to drink clean water. Bottled water is usually of poor quality and is horrible for the environment due to packaging and heavy shipping requirements. Don't use Brita-style water filters because they only filter chlorine, are comparatively more expensive than other filters, and use plastic. Install a filter in your shower to remove all chlorine from your water. Chlorine is harmful to your lungs, skin, and hair. Within a week of putting in the filter, you'll notice that your skin and hair feel better. You may not even need any lotions or creams once your skin gets used to a chlorine-free existence. Get a HEPA filter vacuum. A cheap vacuum blows around more dust than it picks up. Get a highly reviewed vacuum and enjoy the benefits for years. It's an investment, but it will last a long time. And because of it, so will you. Ideally, limit carpet in your home. If you can, consider replacing it with tile, stone, or wood to reduce the dust and chemicals that can irritate your genes. Clean or replace your furnace air filters. Don't skimp here. A dirty furnace puts more work on your GST-GPX gene, which then dirties all your other genes. Clean your air ducts. If you used forced air to heat your home and you haven't cleaned your ducts in 2 years, that job needs to get done. Clean the sink traps and drain pipes under every counter. Unscrew them, take them apart, and brush them clean with hot, soapy water. Scrub inside the pipe, too. You'll be amazed how full of nasty stuff these elements are. Sleep. Continue to move your bedtime toward 10:30 p.m. You'll be amazed at how much energy you gain when you sleep during the night and wake up in the morning, rather than pushing your circadian rhythms out of balance with the cycles of the sun. Rise with the sun. Allow the sun to flood into your room every morning. Put your blinds, if needed to block out lights at night, on automatic timers. If this isn't possible, consider a sunrise alarm clock to help create morning light. Stress relief. Meditate for at least 3 minutes each day before bed. See my suggestions in the resources section of www.drbenlynch.com for apps and other supports to help you, unless you prefer to use traditional methods of meditation. The key is to meditate consistently. 3 minutes each day is more effective than 20 minutes once a week. Go on a news fast. Stop watching the news and engaging in negative conversations. Let's face it, most news is negative. Flooding your brain with this information is hurting you. I haven't watched the news for more than 10 years. I still stay connected to what's going on, and so can you. Set Google alerts for headlines, or subscribe to your favorite online newspaper and opt for headlines. Read only what you really need to read. Ignore the rest. Reduce time on social media. Twice daily social media use is fine. But if you're on your favorite site any more often, and especially if you're checking it compulsively, I can practically guarantee that it's stressing you out more than it's relaxing you. Much more important, the time you're spending with friends online is pulling you away from real-life friends and family. Stress levels go up online, partly because the blue light on your computer is so stimulating, and also because you get into fights and read upsetting news and don't have anyone to process those things with. Stress levels go down after spending time with loved ones, because you feel secure and connected and plugged into the real world. Feeling skeptical? Try it just for the next few weeks as you complete your soak and scrub and move on to spot cleaning. You won't know how great it feels to clean out the social media gunk until it's gone. Be thorough. My family and I have done the soak and scrub for years, and I've shared it with clients and patients worldwide. I'm constantly getting emails about how this approach has helped people overcome health issues that they thought were theirs for life. I know it can help you too. But words on paper mean nothing. It takes action to feel better. Commit to honoring yourself and your health. Commit to restoring your health all the way down to your genetic level. There's no rush. If you feel that this program is helping you and it's all you can handle for now, excellent. You're already way ahead. Stay on the soak and scrub as long as you feel you need to. 3 weeks, a month, 90 days, a year. As long as you keep improving and moving forward, there's no need to move on to spot cleaning. In fact, I don't want you moving on to spot cleaning until you feel that you've taken the soak and scrub as far as you can. If you're still getting results, stick with it. Don't move on to spot cleaning unless and until you feel you've hit a plateau. Think of it this way. The soak and scrub is how I live each day, every day. It's not a temporary program. It's a lifestyle to maintain clean genes. Most of the time, I feel great, and it provides what I need despite my dirty genes. When I get especially stressed, am sick or injured, face extra exposure to chemicals, or I'm just not feeling right, I evaluate which of my genes are dirty by tuning into how I feel and completing laundry list 2. From there, I move to spot cleaning. Once I recover, I move right back into my usual daily routine of soak and scrub. You wear your favorite clothes for a day or two and toss them in the washer when you change. The usual soak and scrub gets the job done, typically. Sometimes, though, you get a stain and have to spot treat. You do so, and then go back to the usual soak and scrub. This is exactly how I want you to think of this program. You are your own laundry. No one has ever taught you how to clean up your genes. Until now. Enjoy the soak and scrub. After 2 weeks, I know you'll feel much better. 13. Your clean genes recipes. Look, I know you're busy. You want to make it easy to change your diet and feel better. You want a 28-day program that will provide you the answers you need to get better now. Okay, but what happens in 6 months, a year, 2 years, 10? It would be a disservice to you if I gave you a menu plan to follow. I don't know your schedule. I don't know where you live. I don't know your climate and food availability, nor do I know what foods you like, react to, or loathe. A menu is handy in some cases. If you're targeting a specific condition, excessive weight, leaky gut, autoimmune disease, a menu plan might be just what you need. In this book, though, we're doing something radically different. I'm teaching you about how your body works, all the way down to the genetic level. You now know how the methylation cycle works. You know how important those super seven are. And you know how they get dirty. So instead of offering a menu plan, I've created a number of super healthy recipes for you, including many that I eat in my own home with my wife and boys. Each recipe is tagged with an indication of which gene or genes it supports, and which gene or genes might get a bit dirty from it. Why would I give you a recipe that might make some of your genes a bit dirty? Well, it's nearly impossible to make every recipe support every gene. Depending on which gene or genes are giving you trouble, you'll want to focus on certain recipes and avoid others. For example, some of the recipes call for tomatoes. If you have a dirty DAO, perhaps you should eliminate tomatoes from the recipe or find a different recipe to support your dirty DAO. If you have a clean DAO and love tomatoes, well, we have a fantastic recipe for you. How to determine which recipe to use. At the beginning of your clean genes protocol, you'll complete laundry list 1. 2 weeks later, you'll complete laundry list 2. Each list will help you zero in on which of your genes are dirty. Find the recipes that support those dirty genes. See which ones sound good to you, and add similar ones that you already use at home. All the recipes, as well as a gene meal guide, can be found on the enhancement. 14. Laundry list 2. Which genes need more cleaning? Wow, here we are again. Time to run through our second laundry list. Now that you've given your genes 2 weeks of great diet and lifestyle, let's dig even deeper to find out which genes might need some additional support. Laundry list 1 was a great way to quickly evaluate which genes are dirty. It allowed you to determine which recipes to use. The goal of laundry list 2 is to really dial in and determine which additional lifestyle, dietary, and environmental changes you need to implement, along with supportive supplementation. It isn't possible to act on laundry list 2 without having completed laundry list 1 and spent at least 2 weeks on your soak and scrub. Fill out the questionnaire found on the enhancement. Again, be absolutely honest and calculate a separate score for each gene. Use those scores to determine which genes need extra attention as you turn to Chapter 15 and find out how to spot clean specific dirty genes. Check each box if the condition has occurred frequently within the last 60 days or is generally true. Being happy with your haplotype. Harriet, Eduardo, and Larissa, whom we met back in Chapter 3, each identified one key dirty gene. But sometimes we can identify combinations of dirty genes, what scientists call haplotypes. For example, SNPs in both MTHFR and NOS3 give you an increased risk of cardiovascular issues and migraines, which you can address through diet, exercise, and stress relief. On the flip side, both of these genes are thrifty in the ways they conserve nutrients. With this haplotype, you typically have more folate for DNA repair and more arginine for muscle tone and infection fighting. The cardiovascular issues and migraines mentioned above become even more intense if you have SNPs in MTHFR, NOS3, and COMT. And your risks increase further with SNPs in MTHFR, NOS3, COMT, and GPX-GST. You don't need to panic if you have that haplotype. But you do need to make extra sure to follow the Clean Genes protocol and give your dirty genes all the support they need. Once again, the good news is that you're conserving folate and arginine. In addition, your brain chemicals stick around longer with this haplotype, giving you much greater attention and focus. SNPs in both MTHFR and DAO increase histamine intolerance, putting you at risk of chronic or exercise-induced asthma. With this haplotype, you'll want to take extra care to avoid histamines in your food and your environment, and to choose the kinds of aerobic exercise that increase your lung capacity. The haplotype of SNPs in MTHFR, DAO, COMT slow, and MAOA slow further increases histamine intolerance, putting you at even greater risk of chronic or exercise-induced asthma. Increased irritability and anxiety are also potentially present, and you need to take even greater care with diet and exercise. However, your ability to focus is incredible, and people wonder how you can concentrate for so long. SNPs in both MTHFR and COMT slow increase aggression, irritability, and your risk of estrogen-related cancers, which means you might want to incorporate extra stress relief into your life. Vacations are a fabulous way to combat the downside of this haplotype. The good news is that you're extremely productive and get things done. Did I say your skin looks fabulous too? The haplotype of SNPs in MTHFR, COMT slow, and GST GPX make you still more likely to be aggressive and irritable and put you at risk for estrogen-related cancers, neurological disorders such as Parkinson's disease or multiple sclerosis, and cardiovascular disorders such as heart attack and hypertension. You can overcome these risks with the Clean Genes Protocol, but you'll want to make extra time for stress relief. On the plus side, your creativity and focus are solid. The haplotype of SNPs in MTHFR, COMT slow, MAOA slow, and GST GPX further increases your risk of irritability, neurological disorders, and insomnia. When you're on, though, you're on. The things you come up with and accomplish are unreal. Some say you're a genius. SNPs in both MTHFR and PEMT increase your risk of pregnancy complications, gallbladder issues, SIBO, and fatty liver. These risks are increased still further if you have the triple combination of MTHFR, PEMT, and GST-GPX. With this haplotype, you have a great reason to eat more meat and eggs. SNPs in MTHFR, PEMT, and NOS3 in combination further increase the risk of pregnancy complications, liver problems, and cardiovascular issues. The risk increases a bit more with the combination of MTHFR, PEMT, NOS3, and GST-GPX. The good news is that you don't have to worry about the risks even a little if you follow the Clean Genes Protocol. The haplotype of SNPs and COMT fast and MAOA fast increases your risk for ADD, ADHD, lack of drive, and depression. On the upside, your friends say you're the most chill and easygoing person they know. Understanding these and many other combinations gives you the power to live a healthier, happier life. Once again, the Clean Genes Protocol allows you to make the most of your upside while minimizing the risks to your downside. Spot cleaning for life. Your body is constantly changing, and your environment is too. Maybe you've had a stressful 2 months at work and are now passing into a peaceful time. Or perhaps you've had a quiet, pleasant summer and are now gearing up for a challenging fall. Maybe your tastes in food have changed, or perhaps you've noticed significant differences in your health thanks to your time on the Clean Genes Protocol. Whatever your situation, your health is a lifelong journey. Don't just complete the questionnaire in this chapter. Do your spot cleaning and forget about it. I encourage you to return to Laundry List 2 every 3 to 6 months as you continue to live according to the Clean Genes Protocol, and to use this questionnaire as your guide for whatever spot cleaning you need throughout your life. That's how my family and I do it, and that's how I encourage my clients to do it also. Your Laundry List 2, your soak and scrub, and your spot cleaning procedure, detailed in the next chapter, are your best tools for keeping your genes clean now and for the rest of your life. 15. Spot cleaning. Your second 2 weeks. So you've completed the soak and scrub and you're raring to dig deeper and get more specific, all the while maintaining the gene-friendly diet and lifestyle you've begun. Terrific. But before you move on to spot cleaning, I have to ask, did you do everything, I mean everything, in the soak and scrub? If you did, you're ready to move on to spot cleaning while continuing to follow the soak and scrub principles. If you didn't, your results for spot cleaning will be, well, spotty. In order for you to spot clean a particular gene, all the genes have to be fairly clean, just as you can't target one specific spot on your genes until the whole garment is generally clean. For general cleanliness to happen in your body, you need to faithfully follow the soak and scrub approach. Remember, genes work together, in groups and clusters. So, if you decide to skip straight to this chapter, you might find yourself frustrated. Plan of attack. Here are important points to keep in mind as you spot clean. The cleaner your genes are, the faster you'll be able to lower the dose of your supplements, or stop them altogether. The dirtier your genes are, the more you'll need to start with a low dose of a nutrient and then work up to what works best for you. You might find that you need the nutrient at a higher amount for some time. But don't assume that you will without working up to it. As you feel better, adjust your dose downward according to the pulse method described in Chapter 12. If you want more information about any of the procedures or supplements mentioned in this chapter, consult the enhancement. See also my website, www.drbenlynch.com. It too has a resources section. If you find that you have a single dirty gene, go right to that gene and follow the protocol for spot cleaning it. Even if you scored only a 1 for that gene, it might need a short, quick spot clean. As always, tune in to how you're feeling and adhere to the pulse method when it comes to supplements. If you find that you have multiple dirty genes, and most of us do, you might assume that you should address your dirtiest gene first. I found that that's not the most effective approach, however. Instead, you should spot clean your genes in this order. DAO, PEMT, GST, COMT, MAOA, MTHFR, NOS3. Implement the pulse method. As we discussed in the Soak and Scrub chapter, it's important to implement the pulse method to fine-tune your personal dosage of supplements. If you need a refresher, please go to the enhancement. Let me give you a couple more examples showing how the pulse method can help. People who feel depressed often take supplemental methylfolate. In a few days, they feel great. Then they begin feeling irritable, snappish, wired. They experience that jumping out of their skin feeling. Oops. They need to cut their methylfolate dose right away. The pulse method could have helped them figure out how much to take without the seesaw effects described here. Because your body is always changing, the right amount of any supplement is always changing too. Here's an example of you using the pulse method for the first time. See if you can spot where you went wrong. Suppose you have a clean DAO gene and you want to start supporting your dirty PEMT with phosphatidylcholine. You evaluate how you're feeling. Slightly anxious, a bit constipated, and a little achy in the muscles. You know that phosphatidylcholine may help support you in all these areas. You start by taking one capsule with breakfast. For a few days, you don't feel anything, but on the fourth day, you notice that you're more calm and you're going to the bathroom a bit better than usual. You keep improving gradually over subsequent days, and your symptoms seem to be basically gone on the 20th day. You're so stoked. You keep taking the phosphatidylcholine because it's working so well for you. On the 13th day, you remember to tune in before you take your supplement. That day, you sense a change. You realize that you seem a bit depressed. You reach for the bottle and think, wait, I was anxious, then I felt great for about 2 weeks, but now I feel depressed. I need to stop taking this supplement for now. I'll take it again if I feel I need it, if I get a bit anxious or constipated, or if my muscles hurt. Did you catch it? Overall, you did great here, but you made two mistakes, and it cost you. The first mistake occurred on the 20th day. You felt great. What should you have done? You should have stopped taking phosphatidylcholine, yet you continued taking it. Now you had an excessive amount of the supplement, and it made you feel depressed. The second mistake occurred for about 10 days. You were not tuning in each day. You remembered to do so on the 30th day. At the end, you figured it out, and now you know you should stop taking it when you feel great and to resume when you need it. In the beginning, the pulse method will be a learning curve. As with anything new, daily practice is what will make it routine and easy. I'm confident you'll get it and experience the tremendous benefits. As you go through spot cleaning, make sure to tune in to how you're feeling. Apply the principles of the pulse method with supplements, and you'll greatly improve your outcome. For detailed instructions for spot cleaning your haplotype, please refer to the enhancement. Now what? Perhaps you say, I'm better, but I'm still not where I want to be. Now what? Good question. You followed the soak and scrub. You're living it. You've worked hard on spot cleaning your genes, yet you continue to struggle. If that's the case, I recommend finding a functional integrative practitioner, a licensed naturopathic physician, functional medicine professional, or environmental medicine professional. These health professionals work hard on identifying the cause of disease rather than suppressing the symptoms. See Appendix A on the enhancement for information on available lab tests. By adopting the Clean Genes Protocol, you've come a long way in getting the basics done. Your health professional will have worked with you on these basics. Now you can work with him or her to dig deeper, seeking out both hidden infection and hidden chemical exposure. Identify hidden infections. Mouth, root canals, diseased gums, and throat are all frequent sites of infection. If you have bleeding gums, bad breath, or bad teeth, you likely have a persistent infection in your oral cavity or a chronic infection elsewhere that's causing poor dental health. Work with a biological dentist, that is, a dentist who takes a whole-body approach to fix this problem. Nose. Your nose is a frequent site of mold and infection. Ask your doctor to swab your sinuses and nostrils to check for infection, especially if you have chronic sinus issues of any type. Gut. Even if you don't have digestive issues, you might have full-body symptoms from imbalanced bacteria. Ask your health professional to order a comprehensive digestive and stool analysis, CDSA, to find out. Blood. Get blood work done to find out how your immune system responds to various pathogens. That will help you identify any viruses or bacteria you may be harboring. Urine. A urinalysis can provide insight into a recurring bladder infection, as well as immune system markers. Identify hidden sources of chemical exposure. Mouth. If you have a lot of old fillings, you may need to discuss having them replaced with a less toxic substance by a biological dentist. Urine. Your kidney is a wonderful filter. There are great lab tests out there that can quickly evaluate hundreds of chemicals via your urine. They can also identify heavy metals. Once you know your contaminants, you can tackle their removal. Blood. Blood tests can identify heavy metals, carbon monoxide, and other problematic compounds that your doctor can then help you eliminate from your body. You've done a tremendous job getting this far. Take it another step by working with a quality health professional to uncover these hidden issues and eliminate them one by one. You're well on your way to reaching your genetic potential. Conclusion. The future of gene health. This book covers a far more advanced approach to genetics than is currently practiced in medicine today. The information you now have at your fingertips is not a get-healthy quick scheme. It's a lifetime tool that you can revisit anytime you need to tweak your dirty genes. Your daily life should consist of the soak and scrub. Mine does. This is not something you do for 2 weeks and stop. You did it for 2 weeks to prepare you for spot cleaning, and you did it while you were spot cleaning. Now that you've done both, you'll want to continue implementing the soak and scrub principles each and every day. Yes, some days you'll eat more than you should, or stay up late watching movies and partying with friends. Awesome. Do it. Live. Just know that you've dirtied your genes and you'll need to nurture them back to health. The good news is that now you know how to do it. Let's face it. Our genes will always get dirty. Every day. Some days they will get dirtier than others, but each day they at least gather dust. Now you know how to brush that dust off daily with the soak and scrub so that you can avoid a huge spring cleaning. Even while implementing the soak and scrub principles, significant life stressors, injuries, toxic exposures, and lifestyle changes can really dirty your genes. When that happens, revisit Laundry List 2 and spot clean as needed. What's the latest on SNPs? Researchers continue their investigation fervently. Over the years, they will surely find more and more SNPs, which will create more and more rabbit holes for us to go down. Many people will say, "Oh wow, that SNP caused all my problems. What supplement do I take for it?" Now that you've read this book, you'll know how to answer. You'll say, "Look, SNPs have been around as long as humans have. The most important thing to consider are lifestyle, diet, mindset, and the environment." You're right. A SNP absolutely can impact the function of a gene by slowing it down or speeding it up. However, even a single industrial chemical, such as mercury or aluminum, can impact hundreds of genes, and way more significantly than a single SNP, or even a dozen SNPs. Understanding the combined impact of SNPs and lifestyle factors on our genetic function is where we need to be. Unfortunately, too many of us are far from grasping this crucial linkage. These are the people who are randomly taking methylfolate to fix their MTHFR SNP, or taking phosphatidylcholine to fix their PEMT SNP. You're not taking that scattershot approach. Instead, you're making the changes you need to lessen the work your genes have to do. You are breathing properly, sleeping deeply, exercising moderately, eating to nourish versus to satisfy your cravings, sweating, filtering your air, filtering your water, enjoying cleanliness as it should be, without a chemical scent, interacting with loved ones and friends, experiencing life. We're just beginning. Now that you've learned how and why your genes get dirty, and have the resources at your fingertips to clean them up, your next step is to take action. You did it for 2 weeks to prepare you for spot cleaning, and you did it while you were spot cleaning. Now that you've done both, you'll want to continue implementing the soak and scrub principles each and every day. If you haven't already adopted the Clean Genes Protocol, plan out when you're going to start the soak and scrub, and get to it. Today? Tomorrow? Next Friday? I look forward to hearing your results and experiences. I'm constantly researching, writing, presenting, and creating new resources to help you reach your genetic potential. You can keep in touch with my latest findings and with resources available at www.drbenlynch.com. I love what I do, but it means absolutely nothing unless it gets implemented with great outcomes. And so, I thank you. I thank you for investing in your health and taking the time to learn how to optimize your life. Without you, my work would mean nothing. Someday, our paths may cross, or maybe they already have. Online, on social media, in person, at a conference, on an airplane, or while hiking. If you see me, please stop me and share how my work has helped you or your family. You are the reason why I'm grinding away at the research. It is stories like yours that keep me going. Share your stories with others as well. Many people are struggling and could greatly benefit from the knowledge you've learned within these pages. When you're talking with people and the conversation gets you thinking, "Man, his COMT is definitely slow," or "Sounds like she has a dirty MTHFR," reach out and give those individuals some tips to clean it up. They may listen, or they may not. What matters is that you've reached out and tried to help. Many times I have offered information only to have it shot down. I've learned, though, that the key is simply planting the seed. In a few weeks or a couple of years, some person you gave tips to may stop you and say, "You know, that thing you told me about genes, I looked into it a little further, and it's changed my life." By helping others reach their genetic potential, we can all make the world a better place. Before you reach out and help others, though, I want you to reach up and put on your own oxygen mask first. Today is the day you're starting your journey to clean up your dirty genes. You deserve to reach your genetic potential. Now, go for it! One final note. Be sure to check out the appendices on the enhancement for further information. This is Kaleo Griffith. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Dirty Genes, a breakthrough program to treat the root cause of illness and optimize your health, by Dr. Ben Lynch. This program was produced by Mosaic Audio. The director was Amy Rubinate. Executive producer, Katie Ostroka. Text copyright 2018, by Dr. Ben Lynch, LLC. Production copyright 2018, by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.